New Orleans, New Orleans.
Shreveport.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Miami.
Miami, Florida.
Charleston.
Charleston, Mississippi.
How about the Carolinas?
North Carolina, South Carolina. Nebraska.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Alabama, yes, sir.
Mobile,
Alabama. Uh-huh.
Toosters. How do you, did you learn much about the nation's capital?
No, sir. No, sir.
How did they refer to it?
Well, I just didn't learn much about it. Just the nation capital, which would be Jackson. Jackson, Mississippi, you know, is just the nation, you know.
State capital. Uh-huh. And the place where Nixon is?
The White House.
The White House. Yes. And that town would be?
Washington, D.C.
D.C. Did they say that? D.C.?
Well, that's what they said. Uh-huh. It was Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh. And how about Dallas and Houston? Did you ever study?
No, so I never studied them, but I just heard the name of them, you know, so it was just so many different.
Supposed to be the biggest state.
Yes, sir, that's right, yes, sir. Because
they kind of like to brag about it.
Yes, sir. It's Dallas.
I'd like to ask you a few questions about, I'll tell you, if you're getting tired, I'd be glad to get a Coke.
Oh, that's all right. I'm making it. I just,
there's a machine right around the corner, and maybe freshen you up a bit. Let me.
I remember that he wasn't in World War One. Of course, that was way back in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can just remember that.
Is that right?
That plane, airplane coming over, man, like scared us to death.
First one, huh? Ward he hunted with Faulkner, did he? That author? Did he go hunting with that author? Did the librarian tell me that, or what was the story? Was he a...
Something, I just remember what she said, but you know, Ezra, he's well, well thought of and everything, but I really don't know. No. I just don't know how old that man is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, sir, but he had a lot of dealing with the peoples, you know, and all.
Did you happen to know that writer, Faulkner?
Oh, yes, sir. That's one of the old fellas in here. Yes, sir. That's right. That's one of the old men.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. No, boy, you been to his home, the home?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you remember about him?
Just writing them books and all and everything. And still, I hear some of the people say now that he's really a accommodating fella, you know, because they deal with him here. They're talking about him here not long ago. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he wanted to be doing something, he wanted to do something, you know, and did.
Nobody stopped him.
Nobody stopped him, no, sir. No, sir, that's right.
Somebody told me that, as a matter of fact, I met him out at the grave, and he's a colored gentleman. He works for a funeral parlor here. And he told me that he used to see Faulkner in the funeral parlor, and he'd come down